starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode. Today, I'm going to be reading an excerpt from my new book, The Path to Private Practice. It feels surreal to be doing this. Some of you may be new to me, but I've been teaching SLPs and OTs how to start, grow, and scale private practices since 2008. That's 15 years. And over the past 15 years, I've learned exactly what people who are starting their private practice journey need to hear and know in order to decide if private practice is the right path for them. And I can't wait to share some of that on today's episode and in my new book, so stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. I recently wrote my first book, The Path to Private Practice. I wish I had had this book when I was first thinking about starting my own private practice. So I decided to write the book that I wish I had back when I was full of self-doubt, full of questions, and full of what-ifs, and desperately wanting to learn more about how private practices worked, how others were doing it, and what my first step should be. You can learn more about the book and order The Path to Private Practice by going to privatepracticebook.com. Yes, it'll be available on Amazon, but my website will have links not only to the book itself, but to the additional book bonuses that come with purchase. While The Path to Private Practice is intended for complete beginners or those in the plan your private practice phase of the journey, it's a great read for people who are further along and may be experiencing some challenges, such as imposter syndrome or feeling guilty about charging for your services. Because in addition to practical tips, I also cover some mindset issues that you'll need to explore in order to be successful in private practice. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the introduction to The Path to Private Practice. I just want to help people. How many times have you said or thought that? You chose the field of speech-language pathology or occupational therapy because you want to help people and make a positive difference in the world. These fields aren't just professions, they're a calling for smart and dedicated clinicians who want to help children and adults navigate their challenges and live fuller and more independent lives. We are called to serve and are uniquely qualified to help people through our extensive education, training, and clinical experience. As much as we love our profession, many clinicians are frustrated with their jobs. Here are two main problems in the professions of speech and occupational therapy. Problem number one, clients deserve better care. There are people in every community who need speech and occupational therapy, but who are going without services or are stuck on wait lists. When they do get therapy, it's often limited, rushed, or provided through a service delivery model that isn't ideal. For example, mixed group therapy. Often, people who need services don't qualify for long enough to make progress if they qualify at all. Clients with diagnoses, disorders, and differences that warrant speech and occupational therapy services aren't usually helped by quick fixes. our clients often require ongoing treatment in order to make significant progress. School, hospital, and early intervention systems are failing our clients. They deserve more help than many traditional settings can provide, and many seek private therapy only to find that there are not enough providers. Problem number two, clinicians deserve more. As SLPs and OTs, we long to provide high-quality clinical care without sacrificing ourselves or our families. We want to provide therapy that helps our clients make amazing progress, but we're often faced with limitations on the type and frequency of treatment that we can deliver. When you don't have full control over the care you provide, you may feel guilty that you're not able to do more for your clients, frustrated that school and hospital systems aren't allowing your clients to get the help that they need, insecure regarding your clinical competence, and worried that you're burning out. With each passing year, clinicians wonder if this is the year that they'll finally be able to make a difference, if this is the year that administrators will finally understand what they do, if the school system will impose caseload or workload limits, if the hospital will hire more staff, and if they'll finally get paid more. Year after year, we work hard, suggest changes, and hope that things will get better. But school and hospital systems are very hard to change. With bureaucratic and financial interests coming before client care and employee satisfaction, you're fighting a losing battle. If you can't change the system, it's time to create your own system. SLPs and OTs are hard workers. We work tirelessly for the needs of others, but often lose sight of our own needs. Many of us choose our profession for the sake of flexibility and a steady job, only to find that our jobs aren't nearly as flexible as we need them to be, and that the pay is too steady. In other words, that we rarely get raises or bonuses. So most SLPs and OTs are overworked, overtired, and underpaid. And unfortunately, it's getting worse. School and hospital systems aren't set up for clients or clinicians to be successful. We face expanding caseload sizes, high productivity requirements, and we often spend more time documenting services than delivering them. Another common problem is not having control over how we deliver client care due to bureaucratic restrictions. Not having control over how you do your job is one of the leading causes of clinical burnout. Burnout is the greatest threat to SLPs and OTs staying in our professions long term. Additional causes of burnout are low emotional and intellectual stimulation at work, emotional fatigue, long hours, excessive commitment, and lack of recognition. If you burn out, you can't help people. Clients are falling further and further behind. Clinicians are burning out and leaving the profession. They are running out of time, and we are running out of hope. If only there was a way to help everyone get what they need. The solution is private practice. Private practice is the best way to help clients get access to the care that they need and for clinicians to have full control over their professional, personal, and financial lives. It's like a bridge that helps clients and clinicians get what they need by providing an outside-of-the-box solution. Private practice is a win-win for everyone. It's great for you, it's great for your clients, and it's great for your profession. If private practice is so great for clinicians and clients, why aren't there more SLPs and OTs in private practice? Especially when private practice is so popular in other health professions, for example, psychologists, physical therapists, dietitians, social workers, and more. I've considered this question, and I think the answer comes down to three things. One, SLPs and OTs don't learn much of anything about private practice in graduate school. Two, there are a lot of myths and assumptions about private practice, often perpetuated by people who aren't in private practice. And three, people are concerned about leaving the safety of their jobs as they transition from employee to entrepreneur. Because you probably didn't learn about private practice in graduate school, it's not your fault that you don't know how to start a private practice. The good news is that just like you learn the clinical skills to become a clinician, you can learn the business skills necessary to become a private practitioner. People wrongly assume that you need $5,000 or $10,000 or more to start a private practice, that you need 20 plus years of experience, an expensive brick and mortar space, and so forth. You can start your private practice that way, but I consider that the old way to do it. In chapter 2, I will teach you the new way to start a private practice, which is much faster, cheaper, and simpler than you may realize. You can start a part-time private practice as a side hustle while continuing your full-time job. This allows you to keep your steady income and benefits. I don't want anyone to forego income or insurance, and that's why it's important to build up your private practice to the point where you can safely leave your job before shifting into full-time private practice. Most SLPs and OTs have full-time jobs and are too busy to figure out how to start a private practice on their own. If you have a full-time job and a family, you're busy. Starting a private practice requires a lot of steps, and it can feel overwhelming to try to figure this out on your own. The good news is that you don't have to. My life's work is to simplify the process of starting and growing successful private practices. I've helped tens of thousands of SLPs and OTs get started, and I'm happy to help you too. Private practice takes work, and it's not for everyone. Like any other business startup, you have to be willing to invest time and money up front in order to have more time and money later. Until recently, there hasn't been an easy path to private practice for SLPs and OTs. I am on a mission to change this. My mission is to help at least 1,000 SLPs and OTs build successful private practices each year, because more practices means more services for the children and adults who need them. Starting your own private practice will allow you to be the answer to someone's prayers, maybe even your own. It will also allow you to be the change that you want to see in your life, your clients' lives, and in your profession. Private practice isn't what it used to be. Starting a private practice isn't as difficult, expensive, or time-consuming as most people think. Gone are the days of having to quit your job and leap into private practice without a safety net. Now there are ways to see private clients without giving up your health insurance and steady pay. There are ways to find ideal clients without spending a lot of money on marketing. There are step-by-step plans that you can follow and mentorship to make the process of building a private practice much simpler. It is completely normal to be both excited and nervous at the beginning of your private practice journey. You are in the right place, and I'm glad you're here. You got into this profession to make a difference in the lives of your clients, and you are a true helping people person at heart. If you've ever felt unable to help your clients in the way that they needed help, keep listening, because this book has the power to change your life. You want so much for others, but it's okay to want more for yourself and your family too. This book will show you how private practice can be a vehicle to help you get what you need and to be a hero to your clients, your community, your family, and even yourself. If you've been waiting for a hero to come save you from bureaucracy and bad administrators, stop waiting. Be the hero of your own story. Your future self is waiting for you to find your courage and start your private practice. Why I wrote this book. This book was written for two types of people. One, clinicians who are committed to starting a private practice and want help to navigate the private practice journey. And two, clinicians who are curious about private practice and want to know the ins and outs before getting started. You may be wondering if you have what it takes to be a private practitioner. If so, this book will help you realize that you're more capable than you may think. After working with thousands of SLPs and OTs through every stage of the private practice journey, I have an insider's perspective on what works, and I intend to share as much of that as possible in this book. You deserve more. You deserve to be paid according to your education and experience. You deserve to have time with your family without the workday bleeding into family time. You also deserve a lunch break. Your clients deserve more. Your clients deserve access to the services that they need without being stuck on wait lists or going without therapy. Your clients deserve the right amount and type of therapy to help them make progress. Your clients deserve clinicians who are able to provide appropriate care without limitation. Private practice helps everyone get what they need. I hope that hearing that introduction to The Path to Private Practice piqued your interest and that you're excited to read the rest of the book, which covers things like why SLPs and OTs are joining the private practice movement, the new way to start a private practice, the private practice success path, and secrets of successful private practitioners. Sprinkled throughout the book are stories from students in the Start and Grow Your Private Practice programs, and from my podcast, the Private Practice Success Stories podcast, that will illustrate the teachings and help you see various ways that people are creating private practices that are perfect for them. To learn more about the book and order it for yourself, an SLP or OT friend, a grad student, or whoever, please head over to privatepracticebook.com. Thank you again, and I hope to see you next week for another episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. Till then. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.